So let's do this. What it do, guys? It's been a long hiatus since we've done this because, i.e. James.
It's not just my fault, bitch.
Somebody
almost died the other day, and that's why we couldn't do it.
Barrett's
been busy dying for the last 2 months.
I had pneumonia in January. I had an infected intestine this month, which, don't even get me started about that, because the doctor's like, it just happens. And I'm like, no, it doesn't just fucking happen. And she's like,
I have a theory that Barrett's dying as we speak.
Nah, man, I'm alive. Well, kicking. I'm not that old yet.
You're alive right now, for sure.
27 is the new 60. Oh.
27 is the new 60. Okay. As I whip my microphone in the air. I'm sure that sounded good.
No issues.
So, where do we want to start? Do we want to start this soft or hard? We're going to talk about some interesting stuff today. I'm going to ask Barrett a series of questions, or we're just going to discuss certain religions.
Okay. Well, what it is that at a very young age, my mother decided to make the conscious decision of revoking me and my sister's rights as humans, and said we were joining a religion called Santeria at a very young age. And they were like, and whatever happened, it didn't matter. My mom's voice was the last voice. So we were a part of it. We were doing it. There was no argument. You shut up and do as you're told because I said so.
So I guess we're just going to jump right into this.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, both feet first, right?
Right.
Good. All right, so, I mean, I guess we'll start there. Like, how long is your mom? I mean, okay. How much of this are we, are you like, okay, so now you've already said your mom.
Yeah, I mean, like, that doesn't bother me.
Okay, so anything you're not comfortable answering, just say pass.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so how long has your mom been practicing?
Santeria? I don't know that one.
Well,
like, since
you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
Did she start it?
I was like 8, 7.
So a long time.
27
now. So she's in there.
Yeah, she received her crown. She's...
Okay, what's that?
a crown... she found out who her head was. She's a child of Ogun. Ogun is considered the worker. He never stops working. He's always out hunting. He's a hunter.
Okay.
He's a warrior. And he is also the railroad metal. So,
oh, okay, that's oddly specific.
Yeah, so that's, my mom's a child of a groom, so, like, you know, their colors are green and black.
Fire.
So, like, whenever you see green and black in my house, or if you see a working hammer,
like a hammer. Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's the worker.
Yeah.
What about, like, an axe or, like, anything representing hunting?
Axe, too.
Okay. Explain heads.
Some of this is going to be... because it's only...
Barrett's not an expert.
Yeah, by any means. I can only go off what I was told. Every house is different. What I've been through and, you know...
Well, there's different, and isn't there different sects too? Like, there's different practitioners, right? Like, practitioners, like it's medical.
Yeah, I was like, practitioners.
No, but like, how you call it? Like how Christianity is split into many different, you know, you got Baptist, Catholic, but they're all Christians because they all believe in Christ. So, like, Santeria has different, like, influences, right?
Yes and no. Okay, so. By Baptist and all that, that would be the different houses.
Yeah.
So those different houses, everything is still the same. Obatala is top dog. Then he has sons. Chango Ogun, Yemaya, Achosi. Then, you know, below that.
Okay.
So,
it seems kind of like it runs pretty, like, that kind of stuff, where there's, like, multiple different gods for different specific things.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to... Well, I guess that's just paganism.
Mm-hmm.
Not to, like, be insulting.
No.
But, like, I was... In my head, I was drawing parallels between that and Hinduism. But Hinduism, I guess, would just be considered paganism. Because they just assign... That's kind of like a thing. They assign different gods for different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, never mind. I'm not going anywhere with that. Okay, so your mom's head is
Ogun.
Okay.
My little sister's is Obatala.
Okay, who's that?
He's the father, the all father. So like, if you were thinking Odin, that's exactly where I was going. Okay. I was like, if you're going to treat like Asgard,
Ra in Egyptian.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
He's Odin of the all father. Like he's top dog. What he says goes, and you know,
gotcha.
You can't argue him. My little brother is Alegua, and he's the only one. He's besides my mother. He is the other only one that's received his crown.
Because he's been in it for a while.
Well, he was born in it.
Oh, so he's...
Javi, the day he was born.
It's been since day one.
I gotta remember this guy's name. This is gonna fuck me up. The colors are green and yellow. And I can't... It's, give me 30 seconds. Let me try to remember.
One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi. I'm not actually going to count to 30. I just didn't want there to be any dead air. You know what I'm saying?
Arula.
Okay.
How many
different... Can you... You probably can't name all of them.
No.
Okay, well, I won't ask you to do that.
Because, like, I don't want to... Say the wrong thing to disrespect somebody.
I feel you. Yeah. We're not looking to disrespect anyone.
No, you're just intrigued, and I've been in it.
Yeah.
And
so, and I think it's interesting, and I think other people would find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were about to light that from the wrong end. So, let's get into some of the more mystical stuff. This is we'll have to tread lightly here.
Hit me with it.
So shrines are a big thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what are they called, though? They're not called shrines, right?
No. Altar.
Altar. Okay, yeah. I've heard that before.
And I forget what the one is where you have all 12 of the saints. So, that's how you receive your crown. You have to wear a year of white.
I knew about that, yeah.
A year and, like, 7 days.
It's, like, during the day, though, right?
No, it's all day.
24/7.
Yeah.
All white, everything.
All white.
That's... a nightmare.
Tidy whitey white too. You can't wear boxers.
Everything. Yeah, right.
Like
shoes, socks,
mm-hmm.
The whole nine yard.
Javi had to do it for 365.
I remember that actually.
And my mom had to do it.
Because I remember he came over and he came over here one time and he was wearing all white. And I was like, damn, you look fresh.
Yeah.
I was like, you look clean as fuck, boy. Woo, shit.
Yeah, his little hat on.
And yeah, he has white shoes and shit. I was dusting them off. I was like, woo.
Oh, and believe it or not, you actually get your head shaved bald.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So women too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
My mom shaved her
it's
head.
It's like a purity thing, right?
Yep. Because okay. You're being, I guess, in the way
like reborn kind again. Of. So it's like being baptized, sort of. That's their version. It's just a lot longer and drawn out. Although, did you know that if like as like a parent, if you like, since me and Cassie don't go to church. We're not religious folks. We wanted to get Ella baptized.
Just in case.
Yeah, we're strong believers in just in case. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like disrespect like things like Santeria and stuff. I wouldn't like talk negatively about.
Same.
Yeah, you know, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah, never know. No. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not here to play with fire.
Nope.
You I'm neither a scientist nor do I know everything. So
I'm just here to
live. You know, hey. I find that you get bit by less snakes when you don't kick the bushes. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So, hold please. Damn, I totally lost my train of thought.
Oh.
What was I going to ask you just now? I had a question, and then we got sidetracked.
I'm sorry.
I totally...
It's my fault.
It's not your fault.
I'm a sidetracking person.
You are. We tangent a lot.
It's what makes us great.
Yeah, we do the same. Not you, man. It's the same shit, bro. We'll be in the middle of interviews, like, and we'll be talking, like, we'll be asking questions to the artist, and then he'll say something, and then one of us will be like, oh, and like, we'll go off on a story, and then everybody else will go off on it, and then by the end of it, we're like, oh shit, we should probably ask him more questions. It's so, and when it's all of us, it's the interviews are like a fucking trip because it's the four of us. plus the person we're interviewing. So there's five people.
I only listen to your podcast, not the interviews.
The interviews are pretty good sometimes, though. They're pretty interesting.
I might have to listen.
Although the one that was supposed to be our biggest interview, you know Chuck Stranger?
Yeah.
We interviewed Chuck Stranger.
Really?
Mad boring.
Is he?
Bro, he didn't say shit.
Why?
Bro, it was the worst. And we couldn't even use the video from it. And it was just like, his music is fire. But he's like super. Aww. He didn't want to talk about shit. And like Johnny asked him about, like, he went on tour and he was like, he went on tour in Europe. And Johnny was like, oh, are the bitches wild out there? And he was like, I don't want to talk about it. And we're like, bro, like, you could just be like, oh, you know, oh yeah, yeah, or no, or like,
would you, I'm married,
like, or I don't want to talk about it. Like, and then he just didn't say shit. That's, and then we would ask him questions. Like, we'd be like, oh, you know, how'd you get your name? Or some shit like that. And we're like, or like, do you like so-and-so? And he would just be like, yeah. Or no.
Mad dry.
It's like one-word answers and shit. I was like, bro, you realize this is a podcast. Like, you gotta conversate, bro.
This is a chill sesh.
Well, and we take pride in our shit, too. Because, like, our interviews are always like, it's like a cut-up, you know? Like, so, like, by the end of it, they're like, damn, I love you guys. Like, they're like, oh, this was fun. You know, and the hour just goes by like that.
Right.
But when they're boring, it's like, it just fucking drags on. You can see me and Mark have the worst faces for it. Because, like, when we're real bored, we're just, like, staring off into space, just looking angry. Anyways.
Speaking of tangent.
I remembered what I was going to ask you, though. See how that works? Saints. So, I was listening to another podcast, a guy, Joey Diaz, he's a comedian. He was talking about Santeria, and he was talking about, there was like a saint in his mom's house that was above the doorways. And if you whistled, he would go away.
I don't know.
Does that sound familiar? You don't know that much about the saints.
No, I don't. No, no. Well, I know about the saints that your heads are. And I know about some outside of that area, just a smidge. But I remember that we weren't allowed to whistle in our house.
That's why. There's a saint who sits above the doorways. He's like the saint of passageways or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you whistle, he goes away.
We were not allowed to whistle.
Yeah. He's Joey Diaz said that he would get slapped if he was whistling. Yep. Just slap the fuck out of him.
And I wasn't allowed to say snake.
Snake. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, you don't know why?
I just was told.
What other things were you not like? What other rules do you remember, but you don't remember why?
The rest I know why.
Oh, okay.
The majority, like, I just know I wasn't allowed to whistle. I wasn't allowed to say snake. And New Year's.
You had to be inside, right?
I had to be under a roof.
I remember that. I remember that because we'd be out partying. And you'd be like, I gotta go inside.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Listen to mom. See, my mom even thought I never listened to her, and I still listen to
it's
her.
It's on record, mom.
Yeah, I had to, because mom, what mom said goes, and that's my argument.
Shout out to Barrett's mom.
See, mom, I'm respectful to you sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay.
I love you.
What's like a really, like, strange thing you remember? Something weird that happened? Like, it could be something like, did they know some shit?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Oh no! I know what I want to ask about. They have blessings, right? Like bath things or something like that.
Yeah, cleansing.
Yeah, and you can take like a money bath too, or something like that. What's that all about?
It's for, okay. So basically, you take this bath for an X amount of time, and you gotta take a cold. Like it's there.
It's not for fun.
No, like you dump it on you, and it's fucking freezing, and you don't understand why you're doing it, but you want the good vibes to come to you. It's supposedly to cleanse you of all the negative, so the positive can come, like more money.
Oh.
Or if you're feeling gloomy, or...
That's interesting.
Yeah, like, for instance, I had to wear a metal chain around my wrist and my ankle to strap me to a goon. Because I was disrespectful to my mother, and
you remember me asking you about the metal thing you had on your foot,
and I said, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah, because we were playing football at the lakefront, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And you were like, "Don't worry about it." I thought it was like a brace or some shit.
Oh,
that was because you were disrespectful. Yeah, cocky little shit.
No, I really wasn't. I just questioned
The one?
Yeah.
Cool. I like this app.
I just questioned, like, my mom. We're at 15 minutes, so. I just questioned my mom, like, I question things. I'll be like, well, why this? Why that? That doesn't make sense. And then she'll be like, well, you're being disrespectful. And I'm like, ow.
Huh. That's interesting. So it's subjective. Yeah. Okay, so what's another thing I can ask about? Oh, okay. Where I lived was surrounded by Spanish people, but like the neighborhood I lived in was not necessarily. But we would often find bags on the railroad tracks that would have like chicken parts or like other stuff. Mm-hmm. What's that all about? Does that have to do with Ogun?
No, they're feeding one of the saints.
Huh.
It wouldn't be,
and it would always be at like the cross, the crossing of the
yeah, because it's the closest. That's where we could just toss it and keep going. Because remember, littering is a fine.
Oh, I suppose.
Sometimes you would find it in woods too, because they would throw it in woods. Depending on where we had to toss it at,
I did find like I'd find like jawbones from different animals a lot of times in the woods.
Yeah, those are bigger. Like, I've never been to like those big ones until my mom went to a different house. But I've never seen them necessarily like kill a large animal.
Sacrifices.
Yes.
We'll use the terminology. Yeah. It's not.
It's for religious
purposes.
Yeah. I've never seen America. Sacrifice like larger animals. I've only seen like.
But they do.
Yeah. But I've only seen like chickens and roosters.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about this stuff, but I know there's also a slightly darker side to Santeria. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with like curses and stuff? Because I've heard other people talk about it, like that Joey Diaz guy, and he said a lot of it was bullshit, and it was just to like make people feel better.
Do you want my answer, or do you want the politically correct answer?
Well, both. Like, tell me why they do it, and then tell me what you think.
They can do it for any reason. For you dating a girl that another guy has a crush on, he can do it. Like, it can be selfish, vindictive reasons.
Is there any pushback for the person who does that?
So, there's a guy that lost his sight, and the reason behind it, they believe, is from the religion because of his negative outlook on something. But he's slowly trying to redeem himself, I guess, in a so to speak. And he's not gaining his sight back, but he's seeing things.
Interesting. Is that like current? Like that's
yeah.
That's real time. That's happening.
Yeah, and like
that's interesting.
There's things like that that happen that I'm more reluctant to be like.
You're a little skeptical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there's things that happen where I was told by my mom I can't go out at night. I can't go out tonight. I can't go out tonight. I can't go out tonight. Because she had a reading, and they told her something bad was going to happen to me tonight. And then I don't go out that night because I'm pissed. I'm at home. I'm like, fuck. And my friends go out, and all of them go to jail. Mm. And I would have been in the car, too. And I'm like, like, it's shit like that that happens where I'm like, was that probability, or was that because my mom? Because my mom's going to blindly say it's the religion.
Yeah, but it could just be coincidence.
Exactly, but there's been more coincidences.
So it seems like it's unlikely that it's a coincidence.
Like, but I've always been the more logical guy to be like, I don't know, man. Like, because there'll be, for instance, they have this thing called, it's where all of them get together and they. They
like
have
a, like a clan meeting.
Did you just compare them to KKK?
They wear all white.
Touché.
They just don't wear hoods. Do they wear hoods?
No.
There's not like. Do they have funny hats?
No.
No? I mean, Christianity's got some funny hats. You've seen, like, the cardinals and stuff? Yeah. Like, the Pope? He has the funniest hats.
Like, no, like, their hats are more, like, bejeweled out.
Like cowboy hats and shit? Or, like, what?
Nah, it's just, like, not regular hats, but, like...
Like a...
Circular hat. It's, like, African hats.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
They're, like... It's like a cap, but without the bill.
Yeah.
Like a square oval beanie.
Exactly.
Exactly. A square oval beanie.
But like it's, but like they're nice. Like they're not.
Yeah, I feel you. So they don't have any like they have like silly outfits or anything.
Yeah.
To wear like robes.
You get to when you get, okay. So there's this thing. See, there's this thing called the tumbo, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm enunciating that correctly. But what that does is the saints come down and the person gets possessed.
Oh.
Yes. By their saint. And then they'll clean you. You got to salute yourself to them. So when you lay on the ground and they touch you on your back and then they rise you back up. And then they give you some advice. Mm. Or they tell you... Where they tell you what you're doing wrong.
Hmm.
And this is when my skepticalness comes back into play. Because they're saying things that, like, I know nobody knows of.
So you're like, how do they know
that? How the fuck do you know that?
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, like they know too much.
Yeah, like...
But, like, what kind of stuff are we talking about here? Like, give me an example.
Okay, I'm trying to think of one, like, I got caught, and I was like, yo, how the fuck? That's the main reason why I hated religion, because I got caught. I was like...
I mean, I feel that.
I'm like, how?
There's too many rules for me.
I'm like, how the fuck did I get caught?
You mean I have to be a good person all the time?
This is bullshit.
Fuck that.
The first time I was going to have sex, okay, I was with this girl that will not be named. But it was at a friend's house with her.
Okay.
And, like, she was, like, back in that time, we weren't really, texting was still not that unlimited thing. So,
yeah, yeah.
So, like, she was like, meet me here, blah, 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 right? And I was like, okay, cool. So that was, like, 4 or 5 days from when we were going to do it. And then I go, like, the second day before I go see her, and they're like, you're going to meet this girl in 2 days, and you're going to,
Did they say 2 days?
Yeah, like and they'll be like, you're going to sleep with her, and you're going to catch herpes. And I was like, how the fuck?
Now, is it possible that somehow they caught wind, or, like, your mom had suspicions that you were going to go see a girl.
I think this.
And then they just said the herpes thing to scare you. Because I think it's likely that because you're a teenage boy, and they probably assumed, you know, hey, he's going to start wanting to touch some lady parts soon. We should stop that. So they just, like, tried to spook you. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I don't...
But it was just, like, too accurate.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I'm just, you know.
No, I know, and I think
devil's
that,
advocate.
I think that too. I'm like, how they? I was like, who told my mom? Like, yeah, like
CC's snitching.
That's my first assumption. But like, Crystal back then was like on her own, like rebellious stage. Hmm. So like, her and I were seeing eye to eye at that moment.
You guys were like, yeah, we got this.
Like, you know, you sneak in, I'll turn the radio up, so mom doesn't notice. You know, like that's how we were doing it.
Well, okay, I don't think. I think that's really, like, I don't really have any other questions.
No, man.
That was, I mean, how long did we go on that?
That was pretty good. 24 right? minutes.
Good 20, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was the next thing on our list? Let's talk about some
pop 21.
That's, okay. I have, well, I didn't come up with this on my own, but this is, I've heard this.
Break it down.
And I co-signed to this conspiracy theory.
Oh, conspiracy theory.
He just dropped an album, right?
21.
He just dropped an album. He had said some negative things in some of his lyrics and in interviews, I think, about Trump and like the wall and stuff. And is it possible that they targeted him and that they like because he was a detractor? You know what I'm saying? They looked into his background, found that he was actually an illegal citizen, and then they fucking tried to deport his ass.
I can see that. And you know, growing up black, it's the government. So
I'm saying, like,
so like, I mean, I could see it happening, or it could be like, because there's, we've known people that's been here without visas for,
well,
a while.
My biggest reason why I think it seems kind of odd is because like, it's really just some paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay, so like he's a big earner. That dude draws a lot of money.
You wouldn't think after all the times you've taxed him, you wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. You know he has to pay some kind of taxes because there's no way he's gotten this far without the IRS, you know, fucking knock knock.
Hey, Uncle Sam wants their piece of pie.
You got this come up, but we ain't seeing none of this. So like, you know, it wasn't like tax fraud or some shit. So he's been he must have been paying his taxes.
I agree.
All his friends are here. All his family's here. All his fans are here for the most part. So
I don't know. Is 21 famous in the UK?
He might.
He's about to be.
He is now. But my whole shit is like, if he's such a big, he's a big earner, you can tax him. Why wouldn't you just try to get it, like, you know, send a lawyer? just get the paperwork sorted out instead of trying to fucking deport him. You just made an example out of him.
I hear what you're saying.
Because he's not going nowhere.
Hold on. You know, this is irritating the shit out of me.
Once Jay-Z hired all those lawyers, it was a wrap. There was no way he's getting deported. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, speaking of Jay-Z.
Yo, can I steal some of your water, dog?
Oh, I'm the genius.
I got dry throat.
Like, I'm the genius.
Fucking motherfucker.
Speaking of Jay-Z. Jay-Z is not a clout chaser.
Oh, my God. Do we have to at Johnny in the description?
No. It wasn't even Johnny that triggered me. It was another guy and something else. Johnny hates Jay-Z for other reasons, so Johnny's going to find his negativity on Jay-Z. That's different. I understand that.
You hear that, Johnny? You're a hater.
I don't knock it. I don't knock it. But, like, he has his solid reasons. It's not like other people that are like, I just hate him cuz, right?
You mean like Mark?
Right. You adding people right now. Jay-Z sent... Okay, Meek Mill's in a thing. I tagged Johnny in a suit. In a thing, admitted he would have went bankrupt if it wasn't for Jay-Z that covered his bills.
It's facts.
Lil Wayne said when he was broke with the IRS, he was having problems. Jay-Z fronted him money.
Facts.
21 Savage goes to jail and Jay-Z says
he went to an ICE detention center.
Detention center.
He didn't go to jail.
21 Savage gets locked up and almost deported. Jay-Z sends a slew of lawyers to help him out.
Facts.
Okay, my argument to this is, when did Jay-Z announce he was doing that?
Never.
He just did it. And but people found out.
He knew. You know,
people were going to find out. Yeah. Like, okay, just like people found out Chamillionaire reached out to the Mexican families and be like, hey, man, you know.
I didn't know about that, actually. Shouts out to Chamillionaire.
But, like, that happened. People found out. Chamillionaire wasn't wanting anybody to find out, but people found out. Jay-Z doesn't...
Or, like, Akon out here doing fucking philanthropist shit, you know?
That should get more followers, by the way, but...
Yeah.
Bringing light to all those Africans. But, like, Akon wasn't doing...
He built schools, too.
Yeah, but Akon's about to have his own currency, cryptocurrency. He's building Wakanda as we speak.
Black excellence.
black excellence. He is building Wakanda as we speak. But no, my thing is that people are going to find out because he's Jay-Z. Does it matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like, those people are going to talk about it, too. Well, maybe not Lil Wayne at first, because he was like, I was broke.
Birdman fucked me.
Oh, shit.
But, like, that's my thing, like, he's just looking to help out, help black people out. And niggas are like, nah, he out there for the fame. Fame for what, bro?
You think Jay-Z only shops at black-owned businesses?
No. Hell no. He makes so much money to shop at black-owned businesses. High-class businesses. Maybe.
That's so... just for clarity, Barrett's the black one here.
Nah, bro. I'm real black, though. Like,
I'm just saying.
I just call it as it is.
I shop at black-owned businesses.
If you worth $1 billion, if your net worth for you and your wife is $1 billion, would you go shop at black-owned businesses?
Absolutely. I'm what you call an ally.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I would be up in the upper echelons of black owned businesses. Okay, I would be meeting.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm not just gonna go into something like mom and pop
fight at a bodega and be like, "Yo, let me get a fish and cheese."
Nah, because I'm gonna be walking around like fresh as hell. I'm gonna get robbed.
I'm gonna be like, let me get a motherfucking egg and cheese on a roll.
I also won't go to the trailer park and buy from the fucking family owned day old bakery.
Okay. Okay. So you know
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm getting at. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But yes, that's my tangent. I'm done. That's all I had to say about Jay-Z is that.
What the fuck were we talking about?
21.
21 Savage. Oh, I don't. I mean, like, that's it. That's my theory. I think he got set up.
So I can see that. 100%.
He said some shit that was funny to me. He said some shit in an interview where he was like, I didn't even know what a visa was. And I was like, you can't. If you're listening to this, you can't see my face, but I made a very skeptical face.
I see this face.
Yeah, like, yeah. How old is 21 Savage?
Over 21.
He's definitely over 21.
I don't know. You're 21, with a smartphone. Google Smart.
I mean, facts. Hold on. Now, I'm just saying, like, a man of 21 Savage's age, of older than 21, definitely knows what the fuck a visa is. I don't even care if he didn't graduate high school. He knows what the fuck a visa is.
Never seen a visa in my life.
He knows what a green card is.
Never seen green. Only seen purple.
He fucking knows. There's no way he doesn't know. He's 26 year old. He's 26 years old. He's
the same age as us.
You're going to tell me he's younger than us, technically.
A year younger. Well, no, I'm 20. No, I'm 27.
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit, I'm 27.
Welcome to the club.
Fuck.
I'm finna be 28.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming up on 28 quick.
Oh, my God.
I'm pushing 30. I'm kicking 30's door down.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, bro. Who was I talking to the other day? Oh, I was talking to Harley the other day, and she was telling me she's starting to feel old. She's just turned 25 or some shit like that. Or just turned 26. She just turned 26, and I'm
nothing.
Like, bitch, you're just now getting to the point where you're closer to 30 than you are 20.
Yeah, like you
but you're still a little bit away from 30. You're good.
You can breathe.
I'm fucking 30.
I'm 27. Jesus Christ, I'm no longer young.
Bro, we're old as shit. Let's launch our media careers now.
Yeah, you know, while fucking, we're spry.
Yeah, right? Barely. Bro, I got two bad knees and a fucking trick kidney.
I got, I'm dying this year.
You are not off to a good, your 2019 is not off to a good start.
Bro, what are you telling, man?
You almost died twice. You had me legitimately worried.
You were like, let's do the podcast. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, literally, I was like, I'm ready to go, bro. I got spare time. You're home. Let's go. And you were like, I'm on my way to the hospital. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Nah, you were just like, nah. And I was like, okay, LOL. And then you were just like, I'm going to the hospital. And I was like, oh. Oh, okay.
That's facts. That's what happened, bro. I was dying. But I'm good now. I'm good.
You're not allowed to die on me.
I can't. I gotta bless my dad with a grandson.
Facts.
Another.
How's Pop's doing?
Oh, my dad told me to tell you what up. And I told him you said what up. Because I always tell him, I forget to tell him you said what up. And I always forget to tell you he said what up.
But we said what up to each other.
Yes.
Got it. Cool. I love your dad.
He's good, man. He's going day by day. He loves his new job. So
yeah, he's got a better job now, right? He's not delivering for that other place anymore.
No, he's delivering just blood medicine, which is like
that's way
5 pounds.
I feel like that's way easier.
And like he gets his own car.
He's just bebopping around town.
And like that's what my dad loves to drive. So
yeah. I get to do deliveries a lot for my job, and I enjoy it. I enjoy driving. It's nice, you know, and like
it's less headaches. You I got a
little
music.
I drive, you know, and then I got a little light exercise when I get somewhere. Yeah, got to unload some 5 pounds. You know, some pain. And shit. Sometimes the painters, bro, these fucking dudes. So there's this one company. I'm not gonna say what their name is, but
shots fired.
There's this one company that we deliver for sometimes, and most of the guys are good, hardworking dudes, right? There's a few of them though, and like I'll pull up to the
Sherman driver. Williams.
Nah, that's another paint company. Yeah. No, these are contractors.
Oh,
don't bother guessing the name because I don't need to ruin any relationships. But we'll pull up I'll pull up, right, and I'll have like a truck full of paint, and I'll start unloading the shit, and they'll all just like stand there and stare at me, and I'll be like, "You gonna help?" Like literally, I've done that to them before. There's a bunch of dudes outside. I'm about to unload like 50 gallons of paint, and they're just staring at me. And I was like, "This would be a lot faster if you helped." And then they would be like, "Ugh," and then like they'll get up and come help. Usually they're like on their smoke breaks or shit, so like I get it. But like, help me unload this shit, and you can sit there and stare at it while you smoke a cigarette. Like, come on, let's go. I got shit to do. Like, my job is to bring it to you. Your job
I'm not
is
supposed to unload
yeah,
it.
Yeah, your job is to, well, no, I'll unload it. I'll unload it, and I'll fucking you just tell me where to put it, and I'll like I'll unload and put it. But you fucking better if I have a significant amount of paint, you gotta help me.
Common courtesy.
Now, if it's like 10 gallons or like just like a like 8 singles, you know, mm-hmm. like where it's just a single, you know, 8 single 5 gallons, you
right.
know, I'll fuck it. I'll that's 2 boxes. Okay. I'll unload that shit. I can carry 8 gallons in one go. You know what I'm saying? I can carry 2 fives. You know, that's no problem.
Right.
I got that.
Okay.
Even if it's like yo, even if it's like 20 gallons, you know, I'm all over it.
Okay.
But when I can fill that truck up with fives. It's a small truck, but I can get.
You're looking up, so you obviously 20, stack.
No, it's all one high. No, you don't stack. It's a pickup truck. Are you fucking insane? Can you
physics?
No. Do you know I was actually talking to my boss about this the other day? So I don't any truck I've ever driven, like pickup truck, it doesn't matter how new, how good, how strong, I don't trust the tailgate. Just because I'm crazy. I don't trust the tailgate. Like I have extremely intrusive thoughts, you know? Like, I'm the type of person that'd be driving down the highway and be like,
and my tailgate.
Yeah, like, what would happen if I just drove off this bridge right now? Like, that's me. Yeah. So, but, like, it happens all the time. And if I have a truck full of paint, because I can hold, like, 4, 4, that's 8, 3, 3, 6. So, 8 plus 6, 8, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. What's 18 times 5? No, that's excessive. That doesn't seem right. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times 5.
14 times 5.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70.
So that's 70 gallons of paint and 5 gallon buckets that I can fit into the back of the truck. And I can fit 3 more in the cab safely.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, like, not like because we don't stack them crazy because we're not right. lunatics, and because if you crash
physics
there's gonna be paint everywhere,
right?
So you do it carefully and you can't overload that truck. So that's all it can carry without it getting crazy. And if I pull up to a job site and you just stare at me while I'm unloading all that, I'm gonna say some shit because I'm getting paid to be here and so are you, so let's get some shit done. Like, let's go, dog. I don't have time.
That's
like,
how you this feel?
Is not. Yes, because like then I'm fucking like, bro. Do you know how heavy that shit is?
No, I've seen.
You
I'm
know
not,
what I'm
saying? I'm not about that life,
bro. Like, I could have you feel my shoulder right now. Since I've started this job, my shoulders are jacked now. I have like rock hard traps. You know what I'm saying? Still fat though.
Hold it down, fat for life.
Yeah, it is what it is. Strong shoulders though.
Strong like bull.
Strong back, strong shoulders. Soft stomach.
What the fuck?
Damn, I got wild distracted. What was the other thing I was talking about? I was ranting about something.
Whoa,
fucking tailgates. I don't trust tailgates, bro.
Oh.
I don't trust them. Because, yeah, have you ever spilled paint?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to clean up paint?
Yeah.
Okay, so now imagine that.
You know how angry my dad is?
Yeah. Okay, so how much paint did you spill? Like a gallon.
Yeah, a little bit, like, a gallon and a half.
Oh, like you just kicked it over.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a half gallon?
No, a gallon and a half.
Oh, gallon and a half. Damn, what'd you do?
I was getting a dog and he knocked it over. It was
okay,
my fault.
So, now imagine that. Times 5. But there's traffic. And you're on a road. You know how hard that would be to clean up? And just how terrifying that is?
I wouldn't clean up. I would just
so,
drive away.
If, like, you're driving, and for some reason you don't latch your tailgate or some shit, right? And then, you know, you drop a 5. Because I'm sure it's happened. It's never happened to me. I make sure my tailgate's closed. Because I'm a lunatic. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. have like the wild OCD. I have to like slam it like four times and shit. Bump it with my hip. Pull on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like I can only imagine how, like, it makes me sweat just thinking about it. Because you gotta pay, because first you're gonna get a ticket for reckless driving or some shit, probably, right. Or like mismanagement of items, or I don't know, some shit like that. And then the state's gonna sue you because you're gonna have to
damage the property.
They're gonna want you to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna have to pay for the cleanup of that, or you're gonna clean it up yourself, and they're gonna have to repaint the road and shit. Then what if people drive over it or it hits somebody's car that's behind you?
We gotta pay for that.
And God forbid a fucking 5-gallon bucket flies out and lands on the hood of somebody's car or flies through their window. It's fucking it's terrifying.
You live life on the edge every day.
Nah, bro. We have like extra boards in there and stuff because there's like, it's like designed so you can put boards in to like keep stuff in there. So there's like, so that way you don't have, I don't have 70 gallons of weight on the tailgate.
Right.
It's only there's only a couple fives. And then there's a board separating the other six. So all the weight from those six are on the board. And then there's another four and there's a board there.
That's smart.
So there's plenty of support. That's why. Because that's fucking terrifying. Anybody who drives around without like the proper support system and they're hauling shit like that is a maniac. Especially because I have to drive over the causeway sometimes, like the bridge and shit.
Okay.
And like, you fuck, that's a heavy incline to have all that weight on just your tailgate.
I mean, you'll be fine.
Nah, I don't trust it, bro. I do not trust it. This is why Sherwin Williams has box trucks with the fucking roll gates. That's terrifying.
Every day, I'm a Benjamin Moore paint man. Right? That's what you were?
Yeah.
All right, I got it right.
Yeah, we're the experts. Our experts are here for you. That's what our exit door says. When you're walking out, that's what it says.
Really? That's very inviting.
I'm an expert. Isn't that weird? I'm an expert, bro. I mean, I'm not like the expert.
Okay, as long as...
But I have an expertise. I know some shit.
We're all experts in our own way, buddy.
I'm not like a good painter, though. But I can help people fix problems. You know what I'm saying?
We're all experts in our own way, James.
You're an expert on Toyota vehicles.
Oh, shit, I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have expertise. We both were expert photographers, in a sense. I mean, I couldn't work a normal camera, but I could use those fucking security cameras that we use as AP cameras.
Bro, you know what's funny is that, like, somebody didn't believe me. That like they were like, you speak Spanish? And I was like, no, but I can sell you a photo in Spanish. And they were like, prove it. And I was like, oh, don't doubt me. I was like, there was two of them. I was like, dos personas, 29 tres más per persona. I was like, so it'll be 34, no frame. And I was like, cinco más con Marco.
Sin frame. Yeah.
And then he's like, bro, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah.
Uno persona. So you got to do it in Portuguese. Uno persona vinchinove.
Vinchinove.
Si.
Too much. Vinchinove. Yeah. It's all used here every time.
Con Marco.
Con Marco.
Diez más.
Bro.
Additional persona.
Tres más. Bro. We
just talk about the wild Spanglish, like the wild sloppy Spanish.
Say what you want.
It used to work, bro. I would close sales. They used to have this thing where like they would have to have Spanish speakers in the stores just in case, you know, just because it's good. And they got to the point where like I was so good at selling photos just in like my bullshit Spanish that like they were just like, nah, he's good, fuck it. And I didn't have any like I had three black girls working for me at one time. None of them spoke a lick of English. None of them spoke a lick of Spanish. I was the only... the giant, goofy white guy. They'd go, oh, James, this lady speaks Spanish. And I'd be like, oh, si hablo poquito español.
Real facts.
Bro, I'd be all over that shit.
You speak Spanish? Poquito.
Just a little. Just a little. And then they would be like, ah, my English also poquito.
And I'm like,
we're on the same page. Between the two of us, we can make this work.
Well, I'm going to sell you some fucking photos.
I low-key used to cut Spanish people the best deals.
Because they were nice.
Yeah, because like if you, because we were putting in the effort, because they weren't used to that, bro.
Oh.
That's why it was so, that's why it was such an unappreciated detail in our workmanship at that job, is that we went the extra mile to try to make everybody feel welcome. And because we more commonly came across Spanish speakers who did not speak Spanish or English than we did anybody else. Like, I would meet German people all day that spoke English.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, any other Spanish type countries for the most part. Most adult Brazilians spoke English.
Yeah.
That I met. So, like, it was the kids that didn't speak English. So, it wasn't that important. It was pretty rare that I got... Well, no, I guess towards the end, we got a lot of adults that didn't speak English because of the tour groups. Because they changed something with the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there was more adults coming over instead of just the kids. So, that's why we had to pick up some Portuguese.
Mencionove.
I forget who it was. Somebody was telling me we were trying to pick up some Portuguese. We were trying to ask people how to say stuff. And there was a Brazilian kid that was working for me, and he was like speaking Portuguese is just basically snooty Spanish. Just speak Spanish like you're rich.
Speak with your nose in the air.
Yeah, Vinci Nove. Oh man, good times. Low key, sometimes I miss it.
Bro, I had one of my old employees. You remember the one that said "fuck Kai" on his firing paper?
Oh no, nah, I did not remember that. But that is hilarious.
Yeah, because Kai wanted him fired. I told him straight up. He was like, "Why?" Because he was really making steps back. Yeah. Kevin, I was working with him, and he was making steps back.
He's making a comeback.
And Kevin was. He was like, "I gotta quit for a little bit, but I'll be back in 2 months." And I was like, "It's cool, man. It's cool." And Kai was like, "No. He's not getting a rehire status." I told Kevin, I was like, "Yo, because of your past shit, Kai doesn't want me to give you a rehire status."
Fuck Kai.
So he literally wrote on his final paperwork, "Fuck Kai."
Facts. He still works there.
Why?
I don't know. He's got a beard now, too, I think.
I fucking hate Kai.
Oh, my God. Did you see the video of Julio and Mike?
No.
Yeah. So it's pretty fucking funny, dude.
No.
But, yeah. Sometimes I miss that job.
I miss the people.
Remember when Julio said that he tried to accuse us of starting a revolution against Kai?
Fuck Kai. We did no such thing.
But we did not. Yeah, we kept it to ourselves. We talked shit about Kai amongst ourselves. Other. Yeah, we did not. I never talk shit about Kai to other managers.
Can't fucking stand that guy.
Nope. They would be like, "Oh, Kai, this, that, and the other." And I'll be like, I always used to say, "He just leaves me alone."
I literally just say I used to say Kai's a unique individual. That's not what I used to say.
When he was my area manager, when I was at Spider-Man, he would literally pop up, be like, "How's it going?" I'd be like, "Good." And he'd be like, "All right, see you later." And he'd just leave. I'd be like, "Yeah, that's right. Good
know your voice. Know your voice."
Nah, but like, I was running a tight. They fucked me. They fucked me at that job. I should have been the location manager at Spider-Man. I should have been running that bitch. And okay. They wouldn't give it to me.
They gave Lawrence shutter buttons.
You know who they gave? You know, I hate to say this because I love her. But do you know who
Rihanna?
No, Nilu.
Yeah.
They gave it to Nilu over me.
I remember.
She didn't want it.
I know.
She said, she was like, "I don't want to be," and they were like, "Well, we're not going to let you work at JP anymore." And she was like, "I don't want to be a location manager." And they were like, "We're going to put you at Spider-Man with James." And she was like, "Oh, fuck, I guess." So she came and worked with me. It worked out fine because because she didn't want to. So I ran Spider-Man with Nilu, and she just kind of like took care of interpersonal stuff and like paperwork and like meetings, right? And I ran that bitch, and I set up a fucking system with like rotations and all this shit and break times, and like we polished it out as we went. And Julio did his best to try and stop it. He was like, "No." And I was like, "Bro, you just want Jeez, you want people to stand in one spot for 6 hours, and these are fucking these are like, you know, it's like 18-year-old kids. They don't have the fucking attention span for that, bro. Move them around. They're outside in the sun for like an hour or two. They go to break. Then they come back and they're on register. And then we switch them to the ride photo. And then they go home.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think that's genius.
That's exact. And I had it. I, bro, by the end of it, I had it fucking perfect. That's
fucking genius.
And then the kids would, like, the people who would come in early and stuff would help me. We'd draw it on the board and shit and, like, write names and, like, where they were going to be and shit. And then I would have printouts of, like, time changes and stuff and who should be where.
Yeah.
And, like, he fucking ran like a well-oiled machine.
That's what we did when they gave Mandy Hulk. That's what we did at Hulk for Flagger. We would rotate every half hour.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, this was like, Flagger rotated like every 15 or 30 minutes or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then photographers outside rotated every hour, I think. And then the indoor spots flipped like once per shift. And then sometimes you, if like you were an outside photographer, you'd go into the ride photo, like the line photo.
Yeah.
So like there was different, there was like, it was like three different rotations that would be going all at once. And break, and I had the breaks set out too, like systematically. So like the miners would get their breaks on time and stuff. Bro, I had it fucking like,
that's
fucking, I had
it down awesome
to science by the time I left. And then they tricked me. They offered me like another dollar to go back to Marvel. And then I went back to Marvel AP and my soul slowly died.
I went to Brickworks. And then I went to Expo. And then I went back to Shutterbuns.
They just fucking, it's just,
dude, like, they fucked both of us a few times. And we just were like, okay.
All because we have attitudes.
Yep.
Bad attitudes. I was a good manager. My employees liked me. They showed up to work.
They were on time-ish.
Everybody came to work. I used to tell all the kids that, bro. I'd be like, look, man, just fucking show up. I don't even care.
I just need you to be here, okay?
Yeah, just get here.
When can you get here?
Like, all the time, they'd be like, oh, I'm not coming in today. And I'd be like, why not? And they'd be like, oh, because I have to wait for a ride. And I'd be like, all right, well, what time can you be here? I can get there at 4. All right, I'll see you then.
Hang up, because then they can't respond.
Bitch, we're open till 10. Let's go.
Let's go. We here.
Most of the time, I'm doing a fucking double.
Oh, no, bro. What I used to do was, like, whenever I had people call out like that, I'll be like, nah, it's cool. And then they would be magically etched in on the event night that we used to have, because Harry Potter always had an event night. So I'm like, hey, call out. It's the weekend, bitch.
I dare you.
It's the weekend.
I dare you. I fucking dare you. I used to fucking throw people out. I fired so many people at Spider-Man, bro. I fired like 6 people back to back. Like boom, 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 boom.
I fired a lot of people.
I fired this one bitch. Oh man, I was so, that was a satisfying firing.
Yeah,
bro. I walked the last straw. She had an attitude problem. She'd show up late. She'd have her phone out. Like she'd get guest complaints. She wouldn't do shit. I'd find her sitting down places and shit. The final straw was I walked into the ride queue. I noticed that there was no photos taken for like a good like 20 minutes. And I was like, and we had like a 40 minute wait. And I was like,
how?
There's a standing line in there. There's like, that line's not moving. You should be taking at least one or two photos. And I went in there and she was just sitting down. She had the door like half closed. And she was sitting down in the corner on her phone. And I just like opened the door and I was like, yeah? And she looked at me. She was like,
"That's like, what we say, yeah."
Oh yeah, I snuck up on her too.
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh yeah," and she was like, "Oh, I got tired," and I was like, "Oh word, what time did you get here?" And she was like, "Oh, I came in at 12." I was like, "I've been here since 6
in the morning.
And I closed. You don't think I'm tired?" And she was like, "Oh," and she was on her phone too. And I was like, "Go home." I was like, "Clock out and go home." She was like, "But," and I was like, "I don't even want to hear it. Clock out. Get the fuck out of here." Oh, no.
What was that?
My phone.
James, you can't keep doing this to your phone. Is it okay?
It didn't get any worse. I don't even want to talk about that. Anyways, so I sent her ass home, and then I filed paperwork that night and fired her ass. Called her the next day. Meet me at the gate. She came in. She came to the gate, and I was like, give me your ID. She handed me her ID. I was like, go home, you're fired. Although you can turn in your uniform to the security guard whenever you want.
Ruthless aggression.
Ruthless.
You were like, fuck.
And then me. I was like, oh, and if you don't turn in your wardrobe, I'll take it out of your paycheck before you get paid. So. Bye. That was the best one, dude. That was the best one.
Oh my God.
Every other time I had to fire somebody, I didn't want to. Every other time I fired somebody, they made me. They're like, oh, we need you to fire this person. I'd be like, oh, no, come on, man. Give me a chance. They'll turn around, I swear. It'd be like somebody I was working on, too, like trying to get them to turn around.
We always had projects. Like,
yeah,
like,
there was always kids we were working on. And stuff.
Like, I know I could turn them around.
I say kids, but a lot of times they were like the same age as us.
Yeah, but we were their managers.
Yeah, we were like the adults.
Who would ever think us being adults?
I think I'm pretty adulty now.
I
got a kid. I'm married.
Got a house.
I'm doing home improvement shit.
Right. There's paint everywhere right now.
I still have paint on my legs somewhere, I'm sure. Or my toe, maybe.
Okay, we're more adulting than when we were managers.
Yeah. And I don't know, though, because, like, there was a while where, like, me and Cassie were living on our own. And I was, we had our apartment, and then I was just working, and I was doing the manager thing.
Right.
And that's it. That was me. Oh, fuck, I was happy, like, to be with Cassie, and, like, just, I was happy for the most part, but I was fucking miserable. The best part of my life was coming home, staying up late, and playing video games. That's it. Because I would get to come home to her, and then we'd chill, she'd go to bed, and then I would just play video games.
And I would call you a bitch on Xbox the whole night.
Yeah, we would just play video games until like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, because we didn't work until 4, and then we'd work until midnight. Like fucking from 4 to fucking 2.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't miss that. I still haven't been to HHN since I quit.
I'm not going back.
I want to go to HHN so bad.
Dude, like...
I never can. I always work. I'm always too busy. I got the baby.
Nah, dude, it's not even that, man. Like, I just don't want to go back to Universal right now. Like, how much I was there, I'm just like...
There's literally nobody there that you
can know.
Like, it's like, there's a few people, like, here and there, but there's nobody like that. Not that we really fucked with. Besides Rob.
Yeah, but Roberto I love.
And Julio's still there. Yeah, I mean, Julio's cool.
Ish, sometimes.
Yeah.
When he didn't think he was a mind reader and knew what you were thinking and say... Yeah, he'd
accuse you of stuff.
Yeah. I'm like,
That was my dog, but he was also like a pain in the ass.
Right?
Bro, I love Julio, but...
I don't love Julio.
He used to irritate the shit out of me
sometimes. I think he's manipulative sometimes.
Me and him used to get into like legit arguments. Like we would fucking fight.
I hated Heather.
I fuck with Julio because he would kind of let me do my own thing.
But yeah.
He would like try to G-check me and shit.
Yeah.
But
that's why I like
Julio. Like we had a good relationship because he wouldn't let me get away with everything. But he would let me get away with some stuff. Like my attendance sheet was back to front.
Bro, like 4 pages. Rob said if nobody ever broke up attendance, he was just going to leave
Montana. Julio legit just stopped filling.
Yep, Rob was just like...
He called me in for a meeting, and he was like, bro, he showed me all the ones he had, and he was like, I just stopped filling them out. I was like, see, that's why you're my dog.
Rob told me straight up, he was like, it just started looking bad, and they were talking about promoting you, so I gave up on it for you, buddy. And I was like, thank you.
Appreciate that.
I mean,
good looks.
He's like, because he used to call me, like, are you there? And I'm like, define there, Rob.
I can see the store.
7:50, Barry. It's supposed to be open at 8. It'll be open. I'll be there.
My whole shit was, at one point, Rob was like, well, I think it was when I was at Brickworks for a while. Rob was like, as long as the store is open before the park is. Yeah. And I was like, bro, I'm all over that.
Fucked up when you said that.
I got you. There'd be times where like he'd be there waiting for me and I'd come sliding in 5 minutes before the park opened. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Click, 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 slapping lights on, unlock the doors. Bah, 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 bah. And then I would just count my drawer with the doors open.
Yeah. Because ain't nobody coming to talk to you right now.
Nobody coming in. Everybody's going to go to the rides. first like hour, you ain't getting
it's true.
You gotta wait for the lines to fill up.
And that ride dump started being a bitch.
Well, they put me at Brickworks when we didn't have the ride dump, and then they were like, your sales are down. And I was like, I fucking wonder why. And they were like, oh no, you can't rely on the ride dump for all your sales. And I was like, fuck you.
So true.
That's where all the sales come from.
That's true.
You get like I would say 80% of your sales came from the ride dump.
I remember they had the same argument at Spider-Man when Spider-Man was getting refixed, and like you couldn't see the Spider-Man, like the Marvel Amazing Picture stand. Mm-hmm. You're like, don't blame the ride. I'm like, nobody's coming over here because they think I'm closed. I am blocked.
Facts. They're like, everybody thinks I'm not here.
They're like, no, you just don't think that. And then fucking Jamie sat out there for 2 hours with me. She was like, damn, nobody's coming. Good luck, buddy. And just walked away. And I was like, what the fuck? But I do give Jamie props, because when Mike was like questioning me about that in the meeting, Jamie was like, no. I sat there. It's bad.
Jamie used to try to trap me.
All the time.
She'd like tell me fake stories about herself and stuff to try to get me to say stuff about me. And I'd just be like, word, that's crazy.
I can't believe you did that, Jamie.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm the fucking saint. I never did none of that. Remember we had the whole company convinced that we were brothers.
Cinder knows.
Same dad, different moms. Bro, we had it down to a science. Yep. New people would come in. Oh, I heard you guys were brothers. Yeah. Word, same dad, different moms.
Yep. Yeah. Just, we had it every down time. To a T. I gotta go pick up my brother. That's not your brother. Yeah, it is. Same dad, like, different mom.
Your dad black or your mom? Yes.
Oh my god.
Shit. The whole fucking we had our district manager convinced that we were brothers.
Because we were also living together.
He had access to our fucking social security numbers. He knew our last names.
We're not the same.
Like, he just fucking just, okay, yeah, sure.
Sure. Bro.
Oh man.
We lived together, so it did look like we came in.
Riding in together all the time.
It's my brother. We're going back home. Hey man, we buying that game tonight? You gonna be on Xbox? Yeah. Like,
yeah, yeah. Facts. Bye bye bye. That's so funny. Remember we used to have like cute sayings and shit when we would leave too? Like the fucking chocolate thing.
Oh,
we would do that in front of people. Be like, oh yeah, see you later. Don't take candy from strangers unless it's Godiva. That's the good shit.
Oh my god, bro. Shit. We were, I remember,
fucking tricksters.
Yeah, we were horrible people.
Yeah.
Are you googly eyes? He's a googly eye.
Oh, fuck yeah. I vandalized so much property. Bro,
you started to, like, you started.
I started a whole thing.
You started on USF. I did it on Iowa.
Bro, I had a filing cabinet that had googly eyes. I had staplers with googly eyes. The light by Expo had googly eyes.
I literally yelled up the googly eye bandit when I invaded JP.
Just sticking googly eyes on everything. Photos. Fucking posters. I was all over the place.
Nothing tops shit. Billy, though, when he crazy glued the stapler.
I forgot about that.
I was like, what the fuck were
there
you
doing? There was a minute where it was like the fucking Wild West working there. You just do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Fuck it.
Bro, it was crazy.
What, they gonna do, fire me?
People fucking in offices and stuff. It was wild. Yeah. At Rocket. We won't say no names.
You really ill.
I'm saying that. I may or may not have done it a few times.
Brickworks, Men in Black,
Marvel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, we were out there, okay? We were young.
You know what I found out was interesting? If you get caught getting a blowjob, just a blowjob.
It's a year.
It's a year ban. On the train.
Yes.
It's only a year ban from the park.
365 days, I can do that.
Bro, I'll come back and do it again. Next year, I'm back.
Welcome back, mother. Oh wait, yeah. Dude, we're done. Come on.
Oh yeah,
we gotta sign off.
All right, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, that's it. We done too.
Yep.
We're gonna do it another time. We think we're gonna do it like this from now on.
Think it sounds better.
Yeah. We're back. We're back doing this. It was James's fault.
Suck my dick from the back.
Why? Why?
Because I said so.